Welcome, everyone, to the Kingdom Crossroads, and I'm your host, T.S. Wright, and I am so glad you could join us today. If you haven't already, hit that follow subscribe button, give us a like. Well, today, she's back, ladies and gentlemen. She's back. She's on every month. You know who I'm talking about. It is Deborah McNinch, Battle Cry Moms. If you do not know this as Battle Cry Moms, and just so you guys know out there too, she has a Battle Cry Dads. And before we started this recording, her and I were talking extensively about Battle Cry Dads. And I'm going to just say this, and I'm putting a plug in for it. You may start hearing me advertise more on here. If you are a father, I'm going to encourage you that you need some support at times from other men. If you're having issues with your children, if there's anything going on, even if there's not, you should be joining this network of Battle Cry Dads. So you're going to see me start talking about this more often. All right. So matter of fact, I may start posting on there myself. And so just be prepared as we move forward. But if you are a dad, do not be afraid to join this network. All right, Deborah, you're back on the show. You know how this goes.
Yeah.
So everybody, of course, everybody already knows you and is always looking forward. I know a lot of people have listened to your podcast. I've talked to a lot of people that I've interviewed that said they've listened to our exchanges many times. And so We are so fired up today to have you back on the show. So you know what? You've got a message for us, so take it away.
Thank you for having me back. It's always so good to be here. And I loved when you said she's back. And, you know, I love every morning I get out of bed and I want Satan, you know, to wake up and be like, ah, she's awake, you know. So that's good that we should be scaring Satan. Ah, she's awake again, you know. That's the Amen. Way we should wake up and just tell Satan to watch out because you don't know what today is going to bring. So here we are. We're taping this. I think this will probably be out the 1st of June. And I just wanted to take a minute to talk about June. So the world celebrates June. We all know what they celebrate in June. But several years ago, I started a thing called Promises Month. And we celebrate Promises Month the whole month of June. We call it Promises Over Pride. And we dig in each day. There's a promise of God every day that we dig into. And we just believe God's promises. And it works out super cool because everywhere you go, you're going to see a rainbow. So every time you go to a store or you're on a website or whatever, God's promises are true. And you're going to be reminded of that all month long. So if you're kind of new to my ministry, new to me, you can go to my website and sign up. There's a pop screen when you get there and you can download your free 30-day prayer guide. For Promises Month. And this year, I'm putting out some videos. I will email you a video every day. You should sign up just for that alone, because me and technology and trying to get this to work has been comical. I think you're going to like the videos. And it's just me talking about God's promises. And we would just love to have you join us this month as we just focus on the importance of God's word and his promises over everything else. And so I wanted to give that plug at the beginning. So today I'm going to be talking about one of the promises of God. And that promise today is that God is our refuge. If you know what a refuge is, I'm a Kansas girl. I like to talk about Kansas. You know, I grew up with tornadoes, the whole thing all the time. If there's going to be a storm, if there's going to be a tornado, you have to run to a safe spot. Now, if you're a real Kansan, you're probably going to be on the porch for a while watching the skies going, oh, where is it? Where's this tornado? But you know, when you see the tornado, when it's actually in front of you, you're going to be running to shelter. And that, as Christians, as followers of Christ, that's what we should be doing when we have these troubles, when we have these problems come our way. We don't run out into the storm. You got to run to God because he is our refuge. And I'm just going to go over just a couple of points today to remind you that God is your refuge. You know, how long has it been since you've really felt, you know, safe? You know, we all have these storms kind of brewing in our lives. Maybe your marriage is in trouble. Maybe you have kids you know, doing things that you never saw coming. Maybe, you know, you've lost your job or you've got a diagnosis, whatever it is, you know, the world, the problems that we face every day makes us all feel that we are not safe, that we are not, maybe just physically we are safe, but emotionally and spiritually and mentally, we're very unsafe. And so God is whispering. He's whispering it to me right now in the season that I'm in. And I know that he's probably whispering it to you, that he just says, simply, he says, run to me. Like when you're on that front porch with a tornado coming at you and you're running to your basement, run to God for your shelter, run to God for your safety. And that is what I want to remind you today. Psalms 46:1. I love the whole psalm. And if you're joining us for Promises Month, I'm going to talk about that whole psalm this month. But it says, God is our refuge and our strength. He's a very present help in trouble. And that, my friends, is gold that we can take to the bank, that he is going to be our very present help. Present help. That means it's for today. He's not at the finish line waiting for us to get through this battle to help us. No, he's in the middle of the battle with you. So the first thing I want to just remind you of today, that God is present in the trouble. He's not there after it. He's there in the middle of your sleepless nights. He's in the middle of your pain. He's in the middle of your tears. He's in the middle when everybody else has walked away. He is still there. So that is what I want you to remember. Point number two today, refuge means we can stop carrying what only God can carry. Here's a news flash. If you don't remember this, you cannot save anybody. You can't save your prodigal. You can't save your reputation, your marriage, any of that. We do not have the power to save ourselves. It says in Psalms 55:22, to cast your burden on the Lord and he shall sustain you. He is the one that is going to save you when these troubles come. Nothing else. We can't do it ourselves. And here's a little thing I have to remind myself of all the time. It is the Holy Spirit's job to bring people in. It is the kindness of God that leads to repentance. There is nothing I can say, nothing I can do, nothing I can buy, nowhere I can go that is going to save anyone. It is the kindness of God, and it is the Holy Spirit that brings people back in. We have to quit trying to be the Holy Spirit and quit trying to do his job. The third thing today, God becomes a refuge for the brokenhearted. It says in Psalms 34:18, the Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. I don't know about you, but I have spent a lot of time in the last month kind of being crushed in spirit. It seems like we go a long time with just a real stable kind of life, and then something happens and just boom, poof, here comes a new trial that I was not anticipating. And it's just so easy to be stuck in that brokenheartedness. It's easy to be stuck in the tears. But I have to remind you that he hears us. He hears your prayers, even when you can't speak. When all you have are tears to offer, he can hear those tears. And I promise you that God is close and he is there and he is in it. And I love in Psalms when it says that he collects your tears in his bottle. I have told him many, many times, you're going to have to get a bigger bottle because I feel like I cry all the time, sometimes in some seasons, but God is in it. He is in those tears. He is in your pain, whatever you're going through today, he is in it. And I promise you, if you stay close to him, he's going to be a refuge for the brokenhearted. Here's another thing I want you to remember. A refuge does not mean the battle is over. This isn't just some keyword, some Pinterest board that we put out there. It's in the middle of the battle. You know, you think of David, he still had to face his Goliath. You know, Daniel still had to go into the lion's den. Jesus still went to the cross. You know, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they were still in the fire. God doesn't always rescue us from these trials. The promise was never that you weren't going to go through some stuff. The promise was that he wasn't going to leave you, that he was going to be with you in the fire. the presence of the battle does not mean the absence of God. I feel like that should be on a t-shirt, because sometimes, you know, people look at Christians and they think, you know, gosh, are they perfect? How I thought they served God. What's going on with their life? What have they done wrong? You know, these are the things that the outside world kind of looks to us and says, but we just have to remember that, you know, God never promised unicorns and rainbows. He never promised that. It actually says in this world, you will have trouble. That's not, you might have some trouble. That's not maybe. You'll have some trouble. That is, you're probably going to have some trouble. And so, but in that, the second part of that verse says, but take heart, I have overcome the world. So stay close to him. The next point I just want to make real quick is that refuge produces confidence. And it says in Psalms 91, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Prayer steadies your panic. The promises of God, if you stay declaring those promises of God, I promise you it's going to anchor you. It is going to keep you. His presence becomes greater than our fear. Keep your eyes on Jesus, not on the storm. We were just talking about this before we went on air, that sometimes, you know, the storm is raging, but we got to keep our eyes on the Lord. We have to sometimes get out of the boat we're in. We have to just let go of everything we know in our life and step out in faith and know that God is going to keep you. He's going to hold you. He's going to get you through. So in Psalms 46, the whole Psalms is so good. And I would encourage you just to dig into that today and read it. It's not a long Psalm, but there's just a couple of points I just want to hammer home so you will remember today that God is your hiding place. Don't forget that. God is already in the middle of your storm. He's already there. Don't forget that. And it says that God says just to be still, that he has this. And so those are just a few things. I don't know what you're going through today. I know what I'm going through, and it's some things that I did not see coming. I was already in a battle, and then I feel like we're entering, you know, scene two in our life. Like we thought we were going to just stay here, but oh, wait, there's more. Remember those infomercials, you know, where it said, but wait, there's more. I kind of feel like that's where we're at in my situation, where there's always going to be a new surprise coming. But there's one thing, the world can throw all kinds of stuff at us, but there's one thing that is not going to change, and that is the faithfulness of God. If I keep my eyes on him and I don't waver, I don't stress, I don't let the fear talk louder than his promises. So just be reminded that you do not have to survive whatever storm you're in alone. You have a God that's right there. He's the ever-present help in the time of trouble. And it says in Nahum 1:7 that the Lord is good. He's a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knows those who trust in him. He knows you. I love that. He knows you personally. So don't panic. Don't fear. Keep your eyes on the Lord. And I promise you that in your day of trouble, he is going to come through, and he's going to walk with you through it. And just keep your eyes on him. That is a promise. This is Promises Month, and that is a promise of God. And that's what I hope that you can take to the bank today and just set with and just know that it's true.
Amen. And I'm going to say this, guys, if you haven't already, and I'm doing this right here, right now, go to DeborahMcNinch.com, check out her online sources. All right. She's got communities for prayer, whether you're mom or dad. She's got books. You need to check out her stuff. And guys, this is while I may be giving an advertisement, I'm telling you, you cannot do this without prayer. And you cannot do this without corporate prayer with you as well. I think one of the mistakes, and I will say this, I've been guilty of this before myself, is that I think I can just pray for myself, and that's going to take care of it all. Will that take care of some things? Absolutely. Should I be doing that on a daily and even multiple times a day basis? Of course. But you need some prayer warriors with you God never intended for us to do this alone.
Amen.
Deborah McNidge already has things set up so you don't have to walk through this alone. You can pray for other people and be prayed for. And we all need this. All right. Oh, we all need this.
100%. 100%. We all need it. It's like that game we used to play on the playground, that Red Rover, send somebody right over. You know, if something is running right to you, what did you do? You all know you had to lock arms with the people beside you, and you had to make a fortress that they could not get through. And that is what we do in Battle Cry. We lock our arms together. And we just simply say, not today, Satan. You are not coming through. You're not stealing our peace. You're not having our families. You will not get our children.
Amen. Amen. And you know, Deborah, what I would like you to talk about here, and I know we've still got about 9 to 10 minutes left here. Talk about just the power of community being aligned with the Word of God and praying together.
You know, when I first started my journey, you know, Satan whispered, you better not tell anyone. You know, people are going to judge you. You got to keep this secret. You've got to stay alone. And now I realize, really, I knew it was a lie, but I didn't realize how big of a lie that was at the time. And it says in Revelation, we shall overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. And so we have to talk about hard things, and we have to have people along on this battle, fighting it with us. You know, in the Old Testament, there's a story where it talks about Moses when they were fighting, the Israelites were fighting, and he would raise his arms and they would win the battle. Like, they were winning when he would keep his arms raised, but he would get tired and he would put his arms down. And when his arms went down, they would start losing the battle. And what happened? He had two friends, Aaron and Hur, that came along beside him, and he held the arms up so the battle could be won. And that is what we're talking about. We're talking about finding your, I call them mat carriers. They're the people that are going to take your problem. If that's a work issue, a health diagnosis, if that's a child, whatever that is, they're going to take it to the rooftop, and they're going to stop at nothing to tear the roof off and lower your child down before the Lord. They're not going to let the crowd get in the way. They're not going to let the chants and the people yelling, you don't belong here, get away. None of that's going to phase your mat carriers. Mat carriers are going to push through. They're going to the roof and they're going to stop at nothing. They will use their bare hands to tear that roof off, to lower your child and your problem down before the Lord. You have to have people on this journey with you. You have to have people in your inner circle that are prayer warriors, that are going to go to bat with you. Find your mat carriers. Find 3 or 4 people that will come along beside you, that you could text, that you could call, you know, best case scenario, that you could meet in person with once in a while, and just pray and believe together for the promises of God over your family.
Amen. Amen. So as you're talking about this power of community, you know, Let's talk a little bit more about your community, because you've got this massive community of moms, which is amazing. Mm-hmm. And then you've actually got a community of Battle Cry dads. And
yes,
let's talk about those. Give us some more insight into that. I know it's been a while since we've really discussed that part of it,
right?
But I want our audience, we have new listeners on all the time,
right?
Guys, she's got these communities set up. Go ahead and just talk about those.
So I started Battle Cry Moms. It started 5 years ago in May of this year. We've been a group for 5 years, and it grows just Amen. By word of mouth. It just grows by some mom knows another mom that's going through something and shares it with them. And what it is, it's just a special place on the webs. It's its own private community. So you're not looking at the censorship of your Facebooks or your Instagrams or any of that. It's a private community that you have to answer 5 questions to get in. And I read those answers. And based on kind of what you say, we let you in. And we do that for lots of reasons. We vet every person that comes through our door, because one, we want to make sure that they're there for the right reasons. We don't want spammers. We don't want people selling things. We're not trying to get ministries involved. We don't need a bunch of junk. We are there for one reason and one reason only, and that is to pray and believe for our families to come back to Jesus. And in the group, it's beautiful. So we have a main group that everybody's a part of, and everybody can post, you know, people will post verses and they'll post songs and they'll post sermons and whatever God is speaking, someone will just write and post something, and people can comment and like, and just like, you know, other social media networks, that's how it works inside. But the beauty of Battle Cry Moms is there are communities, sub-communities within our group. And so if you're a mom that has, let's say, a transgender child, there's a group for you. If you're a mom that has an LGBTQ kid, there's a group for you. If you have a child that's addicted to drugs, alcohol, there's a group for you. If you're a grandma raising your grandkids, there's a group for you. You know, if you're a mom that has lost a child, there's a group for you of moms that gather together and talk about how hard it is that they have lost a child. You know, if you just simply have a child that simply doesn't believe and is an atheist, there's a group for you. So the beauty is you're going to find other people that are walking through the exact same thing you're walking through. And you're sharing with them, and you're communicating with them, and you're bouncing ideas off of them. I know in the group I'm in, we bounce ideas off of one another all the time of, this is, you know, what my child wants to be called. What do you think about that? And, you know, we just bounce through, you know, my kid, I need to buy him clothes. Is that going to be a sin if I buy, you know, the wrong set? Like, it's just all of these questions that it's just on your own. It's hard to know what to do. And it's a beautiful thing to have moms come and go along beside you. And we started just a few months ago. We do monthly connect nights also. And what that is, that's on Zoom. We meet on Zoom, each individual group, once a month. And you can face to face kind of see these people that are praying with you and your people. And it has been such a beautiful thing to gather with other women and just simply believe for each other's families and to hear each other's stories. And so that is the beauty of Battle Cry Moms. We also do Bible study. We do book clubs. We do all kinds of fun things. We do live prayer as a whole group on a Monday, every single Monday night on Zoom. If you want to join us for live prayer, it's a powerful night of intercession for our families. And then we have Battle Cry Dads. And I always say Battle Cry Dads is kind of small. There's a handful of dads that are in there that are praying and believing for their families. But you know, dads, they're not joiners kind of like moms, but we need to change that because, you know, dads are carrying the weight of their families on their shoulders, and they need a safe, private place to gather and talk to other dads that are going through the same things that they are. And so it is our hope that this next year, we're going to focus on growing Battle Cry Dads and to get it into a bigger community like our Battle Cry Moms. We have about 1,700 moms. It's kind of crazy how much it has grown, and it grows every single day. Somebody will ask to join our group every single day. And we need to get Battle Cry Dads. It's never about the numbers for us. You know, if it's just five of us, that's okay. That this group is going to go on forever. It is going to go on until every single child, every name that has been written on the master prayer list, every single child is home. We will not stop until every prayer has been answered.
Amen. Amen. And I'm going to just say this, guys, for you men out there, Battle Cry Dads, jump on there. I'm actually going to help Deborah make a big push with this year. So we want to breathe some more life into this, get more dads involved. We need prayer warriors. Okay. We need people. Yes. And if you don't feel like you're a prayer warrior, don't worry about that. We'll teach you. All right. Hey, you come on, you're going to learn. You're going to grow in that. Get on this network. I promise you, you're not going to regret it. It's kind of like, I've never met a person who actually received Jesus wholeheartedly and ever lived to regret that. Guess what?
You're not
going to regret being on this network either. No. Because if you don't know how to pray, you're going to learn how to pray, and we're going to teach you, and you're going to be praying with people who are going to support you. We're not going to be judging that. Nobody's going to be judging that
type
of stuff. So keep that in mind.
And I think it's important to say, and I always want to say this, there is no charge. This is not a money-making thing. Nobody is making money off of this. This is just a ministry that is out there to support moms and dads that have prodigal children. And there is no charge to be a part of these networks.
Nope. Amen. Amen. So Deborah, go to DeborahMcNinch.com, DeborahMcNinch.com. Join this community, get her book. This is a call to action right now. And also, as this nice, another little site I have to throw in there, JesusSaid.tv. If you're listening to our auditory,
yes,
go to JesusSaid.tv. Check it out. This program, if you're listening to it, will be on JesusSaid.tv. As here at the beginning of June, we're going to be downloading a lot more episodes. She belongs to a great organization called ASSA, and they are now going hands-in, helping us get more content onto JesusSaid.tv, yes, as they have got several of their authors that are going to be doing that, a variety of ministries that are going to be coming on there. And we've got other people awesome. Getting ready to put their programming on. So this is going to grow. And of course, Deborah, I keep pushing you a little bit, and maybe it's that thing. We got to get you, push you out of that comfort zone, let you land. You need to have a show on JesusSaid.tv. I'll tell you what,
yeah,
guys, I'm going to challenge her right here. She needs to have a show called The Psalms, just talking and giving us a 14 minute rendition of Psalms, because you are the Psalm girl. That's what I
love it.
Thank
you. I spend a lot of time. You know why I spend a lot of time in the songs? Because David and other writers, they were messed up people just like me that were, and they didn't hide it. They didn't have to, you know, put on their Sunday best and go and pretend life is okay, you know, and pretend that people hadn't hurt them. You know, he was pretty honest with like, hey, some lightning from heaven right now on my enemies, that'd be great. You know, and I think I can just always relate to that. You know, I can relate to that kind of passion.
Amen. 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 Well, folks, we're having to wrap up. Again, DeborahMcNinch.com, and make sure you're joining one of those communities and grabbing her book. Well, as you know, we always say, go forth in total surrender to the one who owns and reigns over all creation. And now let the great harvest begin. Amen.